trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
So here we be for a Thursday, April 17th. It's already the 17th of April, 2014. Are you kidding me? Beautiful sunshine day at the ball yard for Rob Paca. He's at the ball yard with the young EP fella at the ball yardage down at Comerica Park at Pacquiao Car. Why am I doing the Boston?
I have no idea.
Oh, because the Bruins and the Wings tomorrow. Pacquiao Car for a quarter.
It was a glorious day out there at the ballpark, Mark. Did a little pregame, Tigers victorious. It wasn't that great of a game as far as, still was just a little, there's something off about that team. They won 7-5, came back. Verlander went from about to lose to a winner.
Well, he was only five innings in.
Yeah, but the way they were
looking.
They
got lucky to score in the top of the sixth so he could get the double U itself.
Right. Well, you got to remember.
Bullpen pitched well.
Bottom of the inning. Lead off with the walks of the seventh and eighth place hitters set up the inning for the Tigers, but it happens.
Dead arm, got a save, a second. You know, today didn't look like dead arm Nathan. He looked like an actual Joe. I want to call him Joseph. Hello, sir. You're not dead arm today. You did well. But I can't believe it's the 17th of April. You know something else as we start this fine tooth comb program tonight? I know Rob is very disappointed. I know he is. I mean, he's not going to, like, let on. If you're watching at ParkerandTheMan.com or if you're watching at PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com right now, he's not going to, you know, he's going to mask it tonight. You know, but I'm going to, can I come clean and tell him what you've been up to? Seriously?
What?
People don't know this, but when Frank Beckman, when it was announced that Frank Beckman would no longer be the play-by-play man for many, lo these many years at the University of Michigan for football, replacing the legend that is Bob Ufer. That's a long time, just Ufer and Beckman. I mean, this is a big gig. You know, Rob wasn't shy with me. He called me up and said, hey, Mark, seriously, I'm thinking about going for it. I really want to do Michigan football.
I want to be the play-by-play voice for the next, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Rob saw, he knows a cash cow when he sees one.
Exact cash cow, put my name in the hat. I thought, wow, what a great way. Michigan's a progressive university. Put a nice young African-American male at the top.
Right.
Calling the football game. What a
come
on. It would set an example. Mark, name me another university that has an African-American.
No, it'd be right there, dude.
Right there. They'd be progressive. They'd be out front.
Welcome to the middle 2010s, right?
Right. Oh, wow.
That's where we are in our world. So, Rob, you know, he goes for it, and he puts that tape in, made a little tape. You know, he got a tape, done a little tape recorder. One of those ones with the reel-to-reels. You know, he's old school. He doesn't know any of this digital stuff, so he gets his little tape recorder that his mom gave him back when you were how old?
About 8 or 9.
8 or 9. He's got the tape. He's got the thing. He goes down, unbeknownst to people, he goes to the spring game, and he's calling Devin Gardner, you know, Devin Gardner.
Devin Gardner, another interception.
There you go.
Okay, look at that. I sound like a pro.
How did it sound? Is that how it sounds?
Unbelievable.
Devin Gardner?
Okay. Another interception. No way, no how.
So he's got it all done, and he drives up to Ann Arbor, goes to the athletic complex, you know, right off Hoover Street there, and he requests a meeting with David Brandon, you know, athletic director at Michigan. You know, all the Michigan people are in the room, and he gives them the tape. They listen to the tape, and they said, thanks, Rob. I'm just telling you the story.
Right.
Thanks, Rob. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. Rob's encouraged. He calls me on the drive. You know, he's going to stop at
Briarwood. Unbelievable, Mark.
He's
going to
stop at Briarwood because there's a sale at Macy's.
Exactly. You know, let me pick up a couple of things.
Do they have a Macy's at Briarwood? I think they do. I don't know. I think they do.
You know, I'll find a Macy's.
I know. So I'm really encouraged. I think like Sally Field said at the Oscars that night, they really, really like me. You really like me. So then today, what happens? Rob calls up and says, hey, have you seen the news? And he got the call. You know, he was a candidate. They had to tell him. Not going to happen. We got our guy. And Rob says, who? Who'd you hire? And they said, well, we have a brand new color guy. Brand new.
And I thought I misheard. I thought they said we have a brand new colored guy.
Yeah, but no, and it wasn't right. It wasn't true. It was so color, color analyst.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Analyst.
I was wrong. I misheard.
And Rob said, who's it? Who is it? He's a former Michigan star and CBS aficionado, Dan Dierdorf.
Now, you know what? We always talk about, Mark, the old days when the basketball, like, you know, old timers, you talk about when the basketball had laces. So Dan Dierdorf played when the football didn't have laces.
It was an actual pig.
Right. That's how long.
It was an actual pig.
That's
it was
how long
a pig
ago.
Skin.
Right.
They carried an actual oink oink piggy. Touchdown, oink oink.
And
they ate him afterward at the pig roast. Oh, Mr. Ford's in fine form tonight.
And I think
the late great.
And I think at the first big football game, I think Ohio State and Michigan on Thanksgiving. I think Sacagawea was there too.
Is
you
that
know,
right?
That's how
really?
Long
that's
ago.
That's how
it was.
Long. Yeah. Wow, that is a long time ago.
Sacagawea. I haven't said her name in a while.
So anyhow, so he hears Dan Dierdorf, and then he says,
"I said,
Brandstatter's out.
Right,
your guy.
He's my guy. Remember we used to have the pregame show in the lines. We had a ball, me and Brandy.
Brandy every time. I mean, we did the pregame show for years at the other place. Pregame, postgame. We did it for years.
We used to go at it. Remember that?
And Brandstatter had your little segment called, like, Rob Rips on Brandy or something.
Exactly. Right? It was funny. I had a lot of fun.
So then Dave Brandon says, oh, no. We didn't dump Jim Brandstatter. He's our new play-by-play guy.
What you talking about, Will?
Now, as far as I know, and Brandy's a longtime sportscaster. It's not just that he's a former football player. In fact, he met his lovely bride, the great Robbie Timmons, formerly of Channel 7 and Channel 2. He met Robbie, I think, either at Channel 10 in Lansing or the station in Saginaw. He worked up in Saginaw and in Lansing. I think 25 in Saginaw, 10 in Lansing. So that's where he met Robbie, in TV. He was a sports guy. He was a television sports anchor / reporter. So maybe he's done a little play-by-play. I haven't heard it. Supposedly he did one game when Frank missed a plane or something. I don't recall that game, some Michigan game, when he did that. But I started to think to myself, well, let's see how he does. Let's give Brandy a break. But, Rob, I'm very disappointed for you that you will not be the new play-by-play voice at the University of Michigan.
I will admit, Mark,
Bo would have wanted it that way. He would have wanted you.
I will admit, shocking news to me. Just shocking.
Shocking.
And I'm not saying that. It's just that this late in somebody's career, seriously, where you haven't done it. I mean, how long has he done Michigan football?
Oh, my God. Right after youth. I don't think he ever did it with youth first, so it's 30-something years.
To now you're getting elevated to play-by-play. It just sounds like it's kind of weird. It really is. Michigan should be a plum job, national search with a new broadcaster, a play-by-play guy. And you know what? If you told me this happened 20-some-odd years ago and he was going to work his way into it, it just seems very weird. And then Dierdorf, too, Mark. What an old combo,
wow.
Which is
what
weird.
What an old combo.
It's just weird to me. Brandy's been there, but now you're going to hire a guy who retired 10 years ago? I mean, I know he just retired a year ago, but he would just retire.
Actually, it's funny you say that because I actually did think.
How do you hire a guy? He
did.
He
retired 10 years ago.
Mark, it's been 2 years or so, or a year and a half. He just retired. So what a novel idea. Let's go hire a guy who just retired from broadcasting.
And he had no affiliation with Michigan in 44 seasons. I mean, the only affiliation he had was a player, and he got the heck out of Dodge.
Aren't you weird? But didn't that?
You know, Dierdorf's a pro. I guess that's
not,
interesting.
He's done a great job as a broadcaster.
Yeah,
that's not the issue.
I think that, what was my line? No youth in the booth. That's the mantra. on Hoover Street, Hoover and State Street. Philly, no youth in the booth.
Flyers got a black goalie? I didn't even know that. Ray Emery?
Yeah.
Was he any good?
Eddie Mio used to represent Ray.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's been around a long time.
I don't know him. Why
yeah.
don't, with,
I don't
know. With the Flyers?
No, a bunch of teams.
Okay,
bunch
been
of
around,
teams.
But not the starter.
But Eddie Mio used to be his, like, agent, I think.
Okay.
So it is Brandstatter on the mic, lead mic, and Dan Dierdorf, both well into their 60s, and there you go. No more Beckman. And I'll be honest, the guy who sits in this chair in the morning, just to bring it up, I don't know if he's talked about it, I didn't hear him today, but Matt Shepard would have been a terrific call
a lot
for
of
me.
A lot of people thought because he does the basketball or whatever, but I will tell you
I
this.
I would have Matt Shepard for Michigan football.
Well, it's a done deed now.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I did find out. I had my CWPFs, Mark, you know.
Is that your close warm, personal friends,
right? They told me now what they're going to be serving for the pregame meal for Brandy and Dierdorf.
Here we go. Stand by, Brandstatter and Dierdorf.
Right?
Yep.
A cup of decaf coffee, sodium-free bacon, and a chest x-ray before every game.
Is there any way we can update the chest x-ray? I think, no, you know what?
No,
that's too good.
Come on, Mark. That's too good.
Chest x-ray is too good.
That's what makes it.
It encompasses the heart and everything
right.
in there. Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Leave it alone.
Sodium-free bacon.
Some
we got
stuff
it.
You can't touch.
You can't touch
sodium-free
it.
Bacon. I mean, come on.
Cup of decaf.
You know, you were ahead of your time with sodium-free bacon. You were, you know.
I was doing that 10 years ago.
10 years ago. When nobody, now everybody loves bacon. Everybody has to have bacon. And now if you can get it sodium-free and it still tastes good, you are in, man.
All in.
That's the way to go. So.
I don't know. I guess you know what, Mark? I would like to hear people's reaction when they heard it.
Well,
I
mean, it's a big deal. You're right. It's a big job. It's a big deal.
It's a
Bob
national.
Bob Ufer and Frank Beckman?
It's a national job that they could have made a search for anybody. I mean, there are people who probably would have left good gigs to do that, right?
You could have gotten national guys who do Fox football. I'll tell you a guy who would have, I think would have been up for it, if you're not counting the guy in this chair here. Not me, the other guy. And that is... Tommy Brenneman.
Right.
He loves it coming back here. Brenneman's here a lot. He's a Midwestern guy. I could have seen Tom Brenneman, who's very good.
Who's very good. I've known Tommy for a long time, Mark.
And he
you
and
know
Brian
that.
Billick did the football on Fox for many years. We see him all the time at Ford Field. I saw that pair. And now that, you know, Fox got rid of Brian Billick. So Billick's out for this coming year. He's not working at Fox anymore. Yeah. They dumped him after 7 years. But Tommy Brenneman's still there. But then you're right. There are other people they could have done. I'm not trying to rip on Brandy and Dierdorf
at all.
We
know Brandy, but it's just a weird. If you would have told me that was going to be the decision, I wouldn't have believed it. That's all.
No,
it just
I would
seems
not
weird.
Have Brandy, thought.
Brandy's been an excellent color guy for a long time. It's just surprising that this late in the game that's the choice or the chance, the change there. And maybe Brandy went in and talked to him and convinced him that he can do it. It's not that a former athlete can't do it. Plenty of guys have made the transition. Frank Gifford turned out to be a very good play-by-play man.
Yeah,
Monday Night Football, he was pretty good, Mark.
Okay, I was never – a lot of people like Gifford. I was never a big fan of his play-by-play work.
I thought he was fine.
Put me to sleep. That was his problem. But, you know, what's interesting, I wonder if Dave Brandon thought about the way things have gone here, if that was – they had to do it this way.
Why?
Well, who does the Tiger games on radio?
What, Dan and Jim?
Yeah. Who does the football games in the Lions?
Dan and Jim?
Who's doing Michigan football?
Jim and Dan? Is that that's all
it
is?
I guess. Ken Cal got a call. He's got to change his name now. He's out. Mario Mpemba will now be known as Dan Mpemba.
Unbelievable.
And Rod Allen will be, what's the other one? Dan? No, Jim. He'll
Jim.
Be Jim Allen.
Jim. Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
George
so.
Blaha changes his name to Dan Blaha. So everybody's got to be a Dan and Jim around here.
So it's amazing.
Not that Dan and Jim is going on around here.
I was definitely shocked when I heard. I didn't know. It was really kept quiet. I didn't know. But all right, let's get started with the show.
All right. You gave me the finger wave? Did you
give
me the finger wave?
Come on, let's go. 7:14.
That was like you threw your finger off your hand. Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who wanted to take tomorrow off for Good Friday. But he had so much matzah and kosher wine left from his Passover. He decided to treat the video streaming minions to a Seder Revisited party. Just wait for that, kids. That'll be good times. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
All right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson. Beautiful Thursday. It was great being out at the ballpark today. And, of course, EP, our producer, Gary, or G. Hilton, as we might start calling him, our engineer, Nick, Ryan, and... Justin, one of the video streaming minions on the other side of the glass. So much to do, so little time, Mark. A great show planned for you tonight, so pull the radio close to you. There was a picture. You saw that from today.
Rob sent me a picture of he and EP in the press box at Comerica Park.
That's right.
Right there. There's a picture of those two guys.
Hey, Mark,
I probably can't see it. But
it's now time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron. Time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is...
There you go. In honor of the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's
We love the anniversaries around here, that's for sure.
We
no
do.
Doubt about
All right, 248-848-1130.
What else is it today, Rob?
It is also a TV theme song Thursday.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me.
Come on, EP.
I'm living on the edge.
In Cincinnati.
In the Natty.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Got kind of tired of packing.
Where's Bailey Quarters when you need her? Jam Smithers. I love Bailey. More than Lonnie Anderson.
Maybe you and me were never
meant to be.
Just maybe think of me.
Once in a while, I'm on WDFN in Detroit City. Oh, yeah, TV theme song Thursday. We do have, you could call up, give us a request. Our boy John Davis requested Doctari.
I don't know if
we'll be able to find that.
Hey, we can find anything. The best KRP episode, if you don't even know KRP about the radio disc jockey business, people won't know, some don't know. There's an episode with Sparky Anderson that is outstanding, and it is available on YouTube. The whole episode, I highly encourage you to go. Just go to KRP on the YouTube search, Sparky Anderson, and you'll see it. And it's the best. It's my favorite episode is the one with Sparky. Because he's doing sports talk radio in the 70s. Before there was, he was doing hosting a radio show, a sports talk show, on a rock music station. That's what the
show was. Is that what it was?
Yeah, and it's literally the year he got the Tiger gig.
And I told you always.
Because he rips on the Reds on the show.
There was a real station, you know, in Cincinnati, WKRC. And they changed the call letters.
C, Cincinnati. Senor.
Exactly. All right, 248-848-1130. Weigh in on the new Michigan play-by-play team.
And by the by, Jamie Edmonds from Local 4 after 9 o'clock tonight. Do a little wings business. How's
Absolutely.
That sound to you? Ryan, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man back on the fan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. It's been a long time.
Hey, great, Ryan.
Make sure you guys play the This Is Living theme song. It wouldn't be a theme song Thursday without hearing that on your show.
This Is Living?
Yeah, the one about the waitresses. It's a Living.
It's a Living. Okay,
I remember.
Right.
Love that one.
Okay, what do you think about the hiring? You got any on Michigan? Are you cool with this?
Well, here's the thing. Michigan's in a spot right now where I think they're having an identity crisis. And the way they're responding to that is going back in time to Bo. And this, to me, is a perfect example. I want to give you guys a parallel. After Bear Bryant left Alabama, every coach that they brought in there, all the way up to Mike DuBose, was a Bear Bryant protege.
Yep,
a guy
that's true.
For Bear, and that program was in the wilderness. Then they tried to go outside of that lineage with Mike Price, and that blew up in their face. And then they returned back to the old model of going to Alabama guys, and they were in the wilderness until they brought Saban in. Michigan's in the same spot. They brought in Rich Rod. That blew up in their faces, and they're having an identity crisis because they think that everything has to be
Michigan,
an outgrowth of Bo. And the problem is that, first of all, in the coaching side, there is nobody on the Michigan coaching tree that can come in with that type of program, with that level of national prominence, and get that program to where it needs to be. On the play-by-play side, I would have loved to have seen them have gone for, like, a Mike Tirico. I know he's a prime guy, but you work around a schedule.
He lives in Ann Arbor.
He lives in Ann Arbor. He loved that gig, right?
Yep.
And you got a premier, kind of like how the Dodgers got Charlie Steiner. You got a premier guy. He's relatively young. He can probably do that job for 20, 25 years.
Yep.
And you're all set. I think they're really mired in the past. And until they get out of that mindset, I think they're just going to be stuck in neutral all the way around, not just with play-by-play, but the football program in general.
You know what? Great points. And you know what, Mark? I think, and thanks for the call, 248-848-1130. Will Tiemann, I guess, wasn't available. Is that
God. What are you doing to me with the Will Tiemann? What are you trying to say about Will?
Nothing. I'm
you
just
got some. You got some issues with Will Tiemann?
Yes. I think he's brutal.
What about Gus Kanakis on basketball?
Brutal.
Matt Steginga?
Brutal.
Really? You think Steginga's brutal on basketball?
No.
But Matt's okay.
The other two are brutal.
Dude,
just straight up brutal.
I can't
even
take it.
I can't.
I can tell you some story. Forget it. I'm not doing it. You know what? It doesn't even work. Not even worth our time. It's not even worth the effort.
It's just weird to me. It's not a knock on Brandy. Brandy does a great job doing color on both the Lions.
Oh, come on. I didn't want Brandy to go anywhere. Right. I was surprised that Deardorff showed up.
I just thought that was a weird hire. That's a very weird hire.
And I wonder if he'll really enjoy doing play-by-play. He likes commenting on the games.
Right.
He likes making his observations.
It's a different, unless they're going to just
different deal.
Totally have them just sit there and both just comment on the plays and you don't know what down it is. And you can't have a listen to a game like that.
All right, look, we'll take more of your calls coming up, 248-848-1130. We're just getting cooking, so, you know, come on, here we go. We're doing this thing till 10 o'clock tonight. I don't know. If you want to watch us, you can at ParkerTheMan.com. We web stream, of course, at PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. You can follow us anywhere with the iHeartRadio app. I mean, we got it going on, multi-level platform. We got a little of this. We got the Piston stuff, the ending their season last night in the, I guess, most obvious of ways. And Rob is disappointed. Not the new voice of Michigan football. Jamie Edmonds coming up. Red Wing stuff. There's just so much to do in so little time. It's Sports Night with Parker the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan. And Buster Casey, you're next up. We're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint. The worst is yet to come.
Is this Darktari? What is this? I don't know what this is. Survivor? What was that? What is it? I don't know what it is. What was it supposed to be?
Bad.
Go ahead, Gary. We couldn't hear you.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
You know, again, I know I'm the last guy in the world. I have to come clean. I never watched it. I heard all about how great it was. I love Bryan Cranston. I never watched one episode of Breaking Bad.
You know what? When I tuned in, I was misguided. I thought it was about my years in high school, breaking out bad.
Breaking out?
Right.
Bad, with the
pimples
whole,
and stuff, breaking
with the whole
out
skin
bad.
Thing.
Exactly. That's what I thought the show was about.
Well, you Norv Turner.
Exactly. I hope not.
All right, let's get to Buster. Buster, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Breaking Bad, Buster. I didn't watch one episode. Isn't that terrible?
Well, I don't have a TV, so
that's great. Great show, I heard. Never watched a minute of it.
Anyway, how about playing the Legend of Wyatt Earp, you know, that theme song?
Legend of Wyatt Earp.
Oh, yeah, that was on back from 55 to 62. I used to watch that when I was a really little boy.
Was there television then?
Hugh O'Brien's going to be 89 on
Hugh Saturday. O'Brien? And he's still alive?
Yeah, he's going to be 89 Saturday.
God bless him.
I was a little boy. I used to watch every single Western on TV pretty much. You know, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold, you know.
Well, you just sang it, so we're good.
And by the way, Gord Bamford's 38 today.
Thanks.
Favorite country singers, by the way.
Okay.
The Tigers today, but I'm telling you, that was a strange game because, you know, well, somebody's trying to get a hold of me, obviously.
All right, hey, Buster, go ahead, take that call. That's right, call back.
Someone's trying to get a hold of me. I got to take it. What's up, KC?
What's happening, guys?
Hey, I just got this. Willard Scott turned down the color job at Michigan.
Oh, you heard that too, huh?
Yeah, Willard Scott, he wanted it as well.
Well, you know, I've been campaigning for Matt Shepard to get it. You know, I'm a little worried because these guys are so old. You know, the engineer's not only got to turn the dials, he's also got to know how to work the defibrillation paddle.
He's got to work the defib. Come on, don't wish that on Brandy and Deardorff.
Oh, guys, come on. And by the way, I just got a job truck driving, so I'm putting my plug in for BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear, okay. We BJ got that. I'll write that down.
All right.
Or at least the first part. But anyhow, I got to talk to my wife about that. Anyhow.
Good luck with that.
What are you talking about, Will?
You know, guys, when Brandy started with Frank, I thought, you know, he's just a 300-pound canary, just literally echoing, you know, everything that Frank said. I really came to like him. But you know what, guys? You really need somebody that can pick up the pace. And I would have loved, like I said, to have a Matt Shepard. A Dan Dickerson, he's obviously doing the Tigers. But just a young voice, a younger voice in there. You know, somebody who's up to and knows what twerking is, at least, you know.
And the other thing, too, Casey, let's
knows what twerking is.
Let's be honest, too. there will be like little journalism in there too. Both, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, what are they going to say? How are they going to be negative about the schools that they both played for?
Even though Brandy was a TV sports guy, Frank was the journalist in the
booth. Right. Right.
Who's going to be the sideline reporter? Jerry Hanlon?
Oh, God, wouldn't that be something? Who doesn't want Jerry Hanlon to do sidelines? How about Lloyd Carr? Let's not do it.
There you go. He'd be calling everybody Jim.
Laugh, clown, laugh, man. Lloyd Carr, sideline reporter. You watch.
Yeah. Well, it's like you guys talking about bad announcers. Got to give it up for Will Tiemann. And that is a hard.
Dude, this is the second time Tiemann's name has been mentioned here tonight. Casey, hold on. I got something for you. Are we on here, Gary? I got something for KC. Here you go.
What's this?
DJ and the Bear. For KC. What do you think, KC?
There you go.
Huh? We get you ask, we provide.
You're the best, guys. You gotta go.
I heard they're remaking that show for the
Stop it. Don't come on.
What was I gonna say?
It's like 7:30. Save it for later.
Mark, I cannot believe what I was gonna say.
Good, then don't say it.
Mark, oh my God, what was I gonna say?
Oh Lord, no.
Look, if you force
I'm
me,
not
I'll
saying
play it.
Again. It. No.
I'll play part of it again. Hit me, Gary. Come on. There you go. How sad that this actually was a theme for the show.
Horrible.
There's Greg Evigan. Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do one of these days, boy. I'm going to teach you how to sing. How'd you like that, kid?
Greg Evigan's talking to the monkey right now.
Okay, please, Mark, please. It's so annoying.
BJ and the Bear.
248.
Do your thing. We got a sports
11:30. All right. It's Rob Parker for Sam's Alterations, Mark. You think you're the man?
No, Sam the man.
Sam is the man, no doubt about it. And Sam's Alterations is located right there on 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, Mark. Easy to get to. And Sam does great jobs. You need your pants let out. You need them taken in. You need cuffs. You need straight legs. Whatever you need. I've taken in sweatpants, Mark, that were too big for me. And he's tailored them to fit perfect. Like
even tailors the sweatpants.
Even sweatpants. I mean, he can do whatever you do.
Love it.
Go buy something. And also,
Sam, I'm coming to you.
Also, Sam has suits right there, Mark. You could buy a suit. He could fit it up for you real nice and take it in, do whatever you got to do, make it fit like a glove. And he even does alterations for women. A lot of people from churches go in. So if you need some alterations and things, you can go see Sam at Sam's Alterations right there on 12 Mile Southfield Road. In Lathrop Village, the telephone number, 248-552-9950, 248-552-9950. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Sam.
Hey, Black, stay on. We're going to get to you next. We got a sports wrap, and then we're going to talk more Brandy and Deerdorf, the new broadcast team for your Michigan Wolverines 2014 and beyond. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.